Hi, welcome to a PEST Demystifying Reform series of podcasts, where we invite industry thought leaders and policymakers to help deep dive into reforms in BFSI sector. I'm Ashwin Parekh, Managing Partner, Ashwin Parekh Advisory Services, APEST. APEST provides business and transaction advisory services in banking, financial services, and insurance sector. APEST continuously works with the BFSI industry, regulators, and the government to bring valuable insights to its clients for better decision-making and steering growth. The insights are brought to various stakeholders in the BFSI sector by way of monthly newsletters, regular articles on reforms and blogs for viewers, and podcasts for listeners. In this episode, we have with us Mr. Sandeep Sikkar, Executive Director and CEO, Nippon Life India Asset Management Limited, to discuss trends in the asset management sector and the next three upcoming major developments to watch. Sandeep has 27 years of rich experience in the areas of financial services with core expertise in asset management. He has been leading as the CEO of Nippon Life, India Life Asset Management Company, since 2009 and has played an instrumental role in growth of business both domestically and internationally. Sandeep also has been very active the industry participants in financial services industry and held both vice chairman and chairman positions in industrial body MFI, apart from positions held in various capacities in the RBI, CII, NSDL, and FICCI. Hello, Sandeep. Welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Parekh, for inviting me.
The last 3 years have witnessed a sizable growth for mutual fund industry in terms of number of participants as well as the asset under management for the industry. Several factors have contributed to this growth: the market performance itself, the behavioral changes with the retail investors in particular, of course, and digitization are three major factors which have driven such a growth. The mutual fund industry, two, being led by progressive reforms by the regulators, has worked hard in reaching out to new customers with conducive technology, resulting in faster settlements, providing research and information to customers. Sandeep, what, according to you, are three major aspects of digitization in the industry which would have contributed to this growth?
I think to start with, let me share, I think the Government of India's Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana laid the foundation for the growth of the mutual fund industry in India. I think if you look back, in total of 47 crore Jan Dhan accounts were opened up, which have a bank deposit of 1.75 lakh crores. Additionally, India's solid digital infrastructure, backed by availability of affordable smartphones, low-cost internet, has enabled Indians to embrace digital applications. Today, India has 69 crore internet users, and more 59% of them are from rural pockets. We have almost 75 crore smartphone users in the country, which makes us the second largest smartphone population in the world after China. Also, as a backdrop, I think India has been a country where we've been saving but not investing. Traditionally, investments were always going in bank deposits or real estate or gold. I think with the backdrop of Jan Dhan digitalization, that has seen a lot of changes in the mutual fund industry. Especially if I was to look at three factors which have really helped the growth of this industry. Now, point number one, the ease and seamless experience of doing transaction on digital platforms from any part of the country. Number two has been the availability of widespread digital investment platforms amidst increasing financial services. And the third and the most important point is increased financial awareness due to the easy access of information. So I think I personally feel at this point of time, only 3% of the population of India is investing in mutual funds. But because of digitalization, I think we will see every Indian household becoming a mutual fund investor.
That's very interesting, Sandeep. In our recent newsletter this month, you have made a very interesting observation that about the increase in popularity of passives. With reducing information asymmetry, alpha generation in the asset management industry is becoming incrementally difficult. Could you articulate this point to our listeners in detail, the trend, of course, and its impact as we go forward?
Sure. So, Mr. Parikh, if you were to see globally, I think it started with active funds and slowly and steadily, the trend started moving towards passive. In India, we are at a stage where US was exactly in mid-90s. At that point of time, the active fund management industry was bigger than the ETFs and the passives. And it just took 10 years where the passive industry is far bigger than active. And one of the biggest reasons why it happens is, I think as the markets mature, there is clearly the information flow becomes seamless. So over the past few years, we have seen a gradual shift of investors' interest from active to passives. What are passives? I think it's very important to understand. Passives essentially are funds which mimic the composition and performance of the market index. And as these funds simply track the index, there is lower churn. And in that case, there is a less need for monitoring from the investor's point of view. And these are low cost products. Essentially, what has led to this shift of interest is today Indian markets, specifically the large caps, are so closely and widely tracked that there is a little information asymmetry left, which makes it more difficult for fund manager to beat the benchmark. We have seen this trend all over the world in matured markets, and a similar trend we are seeing in India. As per the latest industry reports that compares the performance of the active funds compared to the benchmark, a very high percentage of large cap funds have not been able to beat the benchmark over a 5-year period. And clearly, I think seeing that, investors are moving towards passive. As a result, in search of better risk-reward investments, investors have increased their allocation to ETF AUM in India has increased. Today, it stands at little less than 5 lakh crores and accounts for 12% of the industry. I mean, it is very interesting from our perspective as Nippon. I think we are one of the pioneers in ETF in India. Just 6 years back, I think we had an investor base of 20,000, and today that investor base is 60 lakhs. I think clearly this trend is changing fast and is here to stay.
That's very interesting. I mean, as you can see in the market also, there is a gradual shift and the ETF AUMs are becoming more and more sort of, you know, people are investing in those. You brought out also another interesting observation on huge untapped potential in smaller towns and cities. With increasing focus by the government, regulators and the financial services industry, financial inclusions is a huge opportunity and not actually perceived as a cost any longer. You have recognized this potential. What are the three major initiatives made by Nippon in this area?
So, Mr. Parikh, the way we see, I think the Indian asset management industry is in a very nascent stage. Even after 75 years, I think, as we mentioned, only 3% of the population is investing in mutual funds. And as we are aware, a lot of wealth that is getting created in smaller cities and towns. And also as India ages, I think there's going to be need for a social security. Today, the number of people working in formal sector is very limited. They do not have an access to social security, pension, and medical facilities at the later age of life. So from our perspective, the way we see, I think we have three broad strategies that we're working on. One, I think a very strong physical presence. We clearly believe, I think India is divided into India and Bharat, number one. And number two, a young India, which has great potential, people who are joining the job market right now. And there are adults or in the above the age of 40, 45, who have a lot of saving and have already started looking at investing for retirement. So the way we have to see is we have to approach both these segments very, very differently. So first is, I think, a very strong physical presence. We are present in 270 locations in India. We strongly believe while the digital is going to be very critical, but for a lot of first-time investors, investors who are in their early 50s or nearing retirement, they need that hand-holding for the first time. So for these people, this segment, we need a very strong physical presence. Then comes the next part is going to be the digital experience. The kind of penetration that we are seeing coming from smaller cities and towns and the young population, people who are joining the job market for the first time, I think A, mutual fund is becoming the first port of call when it comes to investments. But the more important thing is these investors, the young investors, the early 20s, they don't want to go to your branches. I think they want to do everything on their mobile phone. So it's very important for us to have a very strong digital infrastructure for them. And the third and the most important thing, which is overarching, which is agnostic of locations, agnostic of what is your age, what is your investment style, is how do you keep your products relevant and simple? We have to understand India has been traditionally country where we've been investing in bank deposits. There has been a little bit of aversion to come to capital markets. Only 2% of the household savings come to capital market. So I think it's very important for especially the first type investors to keep the products very simple, be true to the label. And also, I think for the first time investors, we try to keep the sachet strategy, which the FMCG does, have products which are 100 rupees and 500 rupees, so that once investors try to, you know, get used to investing and see the wealth creation that can happen over a longer period of time, they keep investing more. And the other overarching theme is continuously to keep educating investors, because here you're investing in capital markets. Markets are volatile. I think you have to keep educating investors that I think there will be volatility, but if you stay invested for a longer period of time, volatility becomes your friend. So these are some of the important strategies that we're working on.
That's very interesting. But then that leads me to a good question. You know, it is certainly leading to more stable growth, as we're seeing, and from the actual performance in the last few years of the funds. What are some major challenges in the mobilization of household savings as we go forward, and investable funds that are available that the industry may witness in the coming years?
Well, I think one of the most important challenges that we face at any given point of time is majority of the people who have money at this point of time, that generation has been, you know, I think the parents or the grandparents told them that equity markets are not good, invest in real estate, invest in gold. That transition to come to capital markets is taking almost a generation of people to change this mindset. And it's not a very easy thing, because what happens, people in India have been always used to physical assets. I think we all know anything that is physical, where there's a touch and feel, people find it a little more comfortable. And also to make things difficult, till 10 years back, I think when we saw bank deposits were giving a double-digit return. So the investors could not understand the difference between savings and investments. But as the interest rates come down, let's forget the temporary blip that has happened in the last 6 months or so. But as the structurally the interest rates come down, and with the financialization of the economy, clearly these investors will start coming into mutual funds. But it's more a mindset change. The second important thing that we face is, I think when you compare to the insurance industry, the number of active distributors which are selling is very low. I think if you look at the total number of registered distributors with AMFI is about 1,25,000, which makes it takes it about 11,000 investors per ARN. I think this base has to increase, because what we have to understand, investing is not a product where there's a direct pull. Nobody gets up in the morning and decides that today morning I need to invest in mutual funds. Somebody has to handhold him. So I think this is again a challenge. I think how do we increase, continuously keep increasing the distribution base in the country. And last thing, I take it on the industry. Today, if you look at, there are about 1,300 schemes in the mutual fund industry. I think the key is, how do we keep it simple? Because the more schemes we have, the more complicated schemes we have, that will scare the investors. So I think these are some of the challenges. But I think when we look at the challenges, I think I also see the big opportunity that lies ahead. And as I mentioned, as I started, I think the day is not far away when every Indian household will be a mutual fund investor.
That's really interesting. And on the distribution, the last note that you pointed out, I must agree, you know, if you look at the number of agents, for example, in the life insurance sector alone, that exceeds about 5 million people. So that's a huge number of people working towards distribution of insurance products. But at the same time, I'm very sure that with the kind of market performance that we've seen and a gradual shift in mobilization of household funds, I mean, away from bank deposits into capital markets, will certainly lead to a very promising growth for the mutual fund industry. Sandeep, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on this subject. And I certainly look forward to more such sessions from you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Parekh. I think it was a real pleasure. And I hope your listeners benefit from this. You know, I've been an avid listener to all your podcasts. Thank you very much.
Thanks to all our listeners for tuning in. We welcome your feedback on our show and we'll be glad to receive subjects of your interest on which you would like to hear from our views. Do write to us at info@ap-as.com. Also, please check out our BFSI Insight series of podcasts, where we take you through the market updates in the BFSI sector. We provide platforms like newsletters, podcasts, and video clips to industry thought leaders and policymakers to share their views and experience on trends and reforms in banking, financial services, and insurance. Goodbye, until next time.